Hello everyone, I hope you are keeping well. Welcome to another episode of the Middle-Aged Gaming Podcast, the number one show where we talk about games, gaming philosophy, predictions, and pretty much everything under the sun. Your hosts are Adam, Crean, Antoine, and Phil. Pretty much whoever can be there for the show because, as you know, middle-aged gamers are busy. We have family, commitments, work, and so many other things. Enough said, let's get on with the show.
Hello out there in gaming land. This is Adam and Antoine from Middle Age Gaming, and we are here today to talk to you about some great deals that you can find for Black Friday, which is going to be coming up very soon. So whether you're shopping for yourself or a loved one, we have some great deals that you might want to follow. But before we get into that, let's talk about what we've been doing this week in gaming. Antoine, what have you been up
to? Since I was last on podcast 2 weeks ago, nearly nothing, to be honest. I started the tutorial, basically, of Tower of Fantasy. I will be playing with Eric, which was on the show a few months ago. And it seems really nice. I clearly didn't see a couple of stuff in the settings. I'll tell you more about it. At this time, it's pretty. It's Genshin Impact Light. It's free, of course. The battle system, I haven't played Genshin Impact much, but in this one, there's way less magic and way more weapon handling, which means you have a lot of different combos depending on the weapon you have, which is nice. Plenty of different moves that you can do. There's just this Simulacra stuff that I'm not fond about, but Simulacra is you have your character, and Simulacra is like you impersonate another character and you change the skin of your character, and I was told you can turn it off on the setting, so well, I haven't seen that. And of course, if you're a big gacha game fan, this is a big gacha game, so jump on this.
So you can't really compare it too much to Genshin just yet, you're saying?
Oh, you can compare it very heavily because it's quite very similar in terms of graphics. At this time, the world, the whole art seems very similar, apart from the fact that the setting, Genshin, is way more like a fantasy, and this one is way more like a post-apocalyptic, which, of course, I really like much better. So the only thing I can't compare is the fact that if I recall my just 2 or 3 few hours of game of Genshin 2 years ago, is more like the girls you're playing are using magic, like different elements. I don't recall having used magic at all. It's you just have different skills depending on the weapon you have. So if you have like two short swords, then you're going to be way faster than having a bigger spear. But with the spear, of course, you're way more of a range, and all the combos are different and associated to each weapon that you can upgrade. Each weapon you can upgrade. No, it's a good system for now. There's a little crafting side to it with food, of course, Japanese. No, actually, no, it's Chinese. It's Asian. Let's settle with this. So, of course, it's Asian. So you have food crafting, weapon upgrades. For now, that's, again, I have played like 45 minutes of tutorial, so I'm really not farther.
Okay, 45 minutes of the tutorial. Is that enough to get into the multiplayer yet, or have you not been able to actually play with Eric yet?
I haven't, simply because despite the fact that we're literally living like three blocks from each other, he has kids, I have as well, and it's hard to settle down on the timing, so we'll have to find a spot for that first.
All right, and as for me, I've been continuing with Cyberpunk. They had the recent patch, I think it was 6.1, so just some minor updates. I haven't really noticed too much of a difference. I haven't had the clothing glitch since then. I have had some weird car things going on. One time I summoned my car and it dropped from the sky. I don't know how that worked. I've been trying to replicate it. I don't know how to get it to happen again, but it was pretty funny when it did. Another time I parked outside a building, went inside for the building for the mission, came back outside and my car's upside down. I don't know how that happened. That was weird. So yeah, I don't know if there was an explosion that flipped it or what, but yeah, I just came back and it was upside down. It was bizarre, but still having fun with that. And on the stream, I finally finished, what was it? Home Sweet Home. So very happy to be done with that. And I was debating what to stream. I didn't really know what I should stream. And then Steam notified me that Frozen Flame, which was a game that I reviewed a while back because I had done the demo for it, is now up in early access. So I've been playing that on stream.
So you can check that out. Oh, that's nice. I heard some good reviews on this one.
Yeah, I've so far I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's not super clear. They don't really give you a tutorial on how to do things. They just throw you into the world. They do give you a slight tutorial where they say, okay, if you press Q, you can do construction and that sort of thing. But they don't really tell you how to, like, specifically how to do things. For instance, one quest I had to sacrifice something called a solid essence, and I had no idea what a solid essence was. I had never seen one in the game, so I had no idea how to acquire it. So I'm going all over the map, and then randomly on a whim, because last time I played, if you wanted to get magic seeds, you had to create the, you had to basically build a plant, and then the plant would grow a magic seed. So then I was on a whim, because this time they have these flower pots, and I hadn't been using them, and then I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to put down a flower pot, and I put down a flower pot, and it's, okay, what do you want to grow? Do you want to grow a flame essence or a solid essence? And I was like, oh, that's how I get it. Like, nobody told me. Definitely, if you're going to play, when you get the chance, just craft everything you can, because a lot of the crafting stuff is going to maybe lead into other crafting things. The other thing that I wasn't really sure on was when I wanted to, I met a character and you can buy blueprints from this character. So I bought the blueprint and I was like, all right. So I go into my crafting menu. It's not there. So I'm like, oh, okay, maybe it's in the build menu. Go to the build menu. Not there. So I was like, wait, I definitely bought this thing. Why can't I access it? What happened was when you buy the blueprint, it puts the blueprint in your inventory and then you have to go into your inventory and use the blueprint to learn it.
Yeah.
So there's been a bit of a learning curve, but I am really enjoying it. It's really fun. So I'm going to probably continue streaming that for a while, especially considering that it's a relatively new game. There probably aren't too many people up there, so it might be a good one for me to get on top of as soon as I can. So,
well, again, you said it's early access, so maybe they plan to do a tutorial later?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. They, like I said, they do, they've made quite a few changes since when I played the demo. Like I said, the way plants work are different. When I was playing the demo, there was no way. I never did any of the building. I wasn't really sure how. And so they've changed that. So they've changed the way you acquire certain resources and whatnot. There have been some changes, but yeah, we'll see. They might later.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, is it the time of the show when we actually start talking about Black Friday deals?
Yeah, now we can actually start talking about our Black Friday deals. You want to go first?
Yay! All right. I chose four games from two different platforms. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about the first platform. I let you go and do my two last games after.
Sure.
That's good for you? Okay. So the two platforms I'm going to talk about are Steam and Epic Games. I'm sure you already know, but in case you don't, their Black Friday sale actually started today on the 22nd to the 29th. So jump onto it. I'm going to start with Epic Games since it's already on the screen. Two games that I picked on this one. First, this one, the triple bundle on Star Wars. I know there's a lot of Star Wars fans out there. I'm one of them. And in this one, you get the three latest Star Wars games. So Squadrons, Fallen Order, and Battlefront 2 for $27, which is a 75% off, which is extremely good. And if you, for some reason, don't like this bundle and you only want to play Squadrons, just wait for a couple of days. On the 24th, Squadrons get free on the Epic Store. So this one, at least this one you're going to get. And second games, yes, I picked up, it's only minus 20%, so it's not a big sale compared to the rest, but Plague Tale Requiem. Requiem is out not even a month, I think.
It came out this month, I think, yeah.
Or this month, I think. It's, so I picked this one up because it's barely out, maybe 2 weeks, a month out. So they just had the time to launch the corrective patch. And it's already minus 20% on the Epic Store. Of course, it would be much cheaper if you have an Xbox Game Pass account. But if you don't and you want the game, here you go. On the Epic Store, minus 20%, I think it's around $55. And the number one game was fantastic. If you haven't seen the game, you can just go to our channel and see Adam stream it. And it's always a good base to start number two, because even if I don't think you need to have played the first one to play the second one, honestly, between you and me, I think it's much better if you only at least know the character and the power of the little boy. Otherwise, you're going to be very surprised in number two.
Yeah, I haven't played number two yet, but I really enjoyed the first one. So definitely waiting for this one. Waiting for an opportunity. I could get it at any time, but waiting for an opportunity.
Yeah, that is an opportunity. Did you play the first one on what, PC or PlayStation?
PS5.
PS5, okay, because the deals I'm talking about, if you are not used to this podcast, I only play PC. I'm not playing PlayStation or Xbox Game Pass, of course, on PC, but no console for me. So everything I'm telling you about is on PC.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I don't think Epic does anything on console. All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so for me, I don't have quite the same in terms of games specifically, but I did go to PC Gamer and GameSpot and that, and they have a lot of deals on. So if you go to, say, PC Gamer here and you scroll down, you can see they just have tons and tons of deals. They talk about, for instance, you can get the RTX 3060. You can get a PC for, it doesn't say exactly how much, but you can get 4K screens for 260, stuff like that. Or down here, you can get the 3060 RTX for $1,000. You can save $69, which doesn't sound like a lot. You could probably save more if you're going for like 3070, you save $700. I thought that was a bit odd. I was like, oh, if you get this one, you save 60 and the next one, 700. But for those of us who are using older graphics cards, like for instance, I'm using a 1060 and it runs for the most part okay. For instance, when I am running Frozen Flame, if I can run it on ultra settings and it runs just fine. However, when I am streaming, I did have to drop it down to medium settings because trying to run the game and OBS at the same time was straining my system. So I did have to turn down my graphics for the stream, but I can play it just fine on my own. So keep that in mind. But yeah, if you're looking for a new graphics card and you're looking for some of the older ones, because these newer ones are really expensive. These older ones are still pretty expensive, though. $1,000 or something. I don't know. I might have to wait for the 470 or something, because that's what? The 470 is going to be like $500 or something like that. The newer graphics cards are cheaper than the older ones? I don't really.
That's, yeah, strange.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on there. But so I got that. And then GameSpot does the same thing where they just have a list of all these deals that you can get. So, for example, if you're looking for Xbox controllers or DualSense controllers with the PS5, you can get the discounts on them. They're not quite half off, but they're close to half off. Elden Ring is nearly half off, so that was one of the biggest games of this year.
Yeah.
Yep, so you can get that one half off. Horizon Forbidden West is half off, 50% off. So yeah, you go to PC Gamer, GameSpot. GameSpot, yeah. And this one obviously timed out. This was, there we go, Games Radar. But then they do the same kind of thing. You can go to these sites and they will have all these different deals that you can go on there. So yeah, instead of me just picking one deal, I was like, hey, you know what? Guide people to these sites and they can find tons of deals. So whatever you're looking for, you'd be able to find. That's right up your alley. Yeah.
Perfect.
And then you had some deals, more deals?
Two more deals from Steam. I just wanted to remind people that even if you don't specifically want something for Black Friday, just remember that Christmas is in just barely a month. So that's always a very good week to do your Christmas shopping. Don't do it at the last moment, especially the US have 2 days off, Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving, I think. You have 2 days off, do your Christmas shopping on GameStop, GameTrader, and all this kind of stuff. For me, that will be on Steam. I picked two very big games for you, very well-known games, and I picked them up because they are minus 90% each. First one is Civ 6, the base game, of course, without the add-ons. But Civilization 6, minus 90%, you can have it at $7, or $8. Original price is $80. That's a pretty good deal. And second one is not something I play much, but I'm sure that this is a big franchise and you will like it. Battlefield 5, it's minus 90%, and it's right now $6. $6 Canadian. You can get it, and even if you don't like the game, I'm sure it's always a good experience for $5.
Yeah, no, $5.
Yeah, have you played much Battlefield?
No, I have not. I've played. I'm trying to think if I've ever played Battlefield. I think I have one of the Battlefields where it was free on PS Plus once. It might have been Battlefield 5. Not quite sure. So I have at least one, but I don't think I've ever really played them. Do they have a single player campaign, or is it all?
They do.
Okay.
They do. I played Battlefield 1, I think, last year. But to be honest, I'm going to get screamed at, but I wasn't super hyped about it at the end of the campaign. I'm like, hey, But again, that's not really my type of game. I'm way more like post-apo and fantasy and stuff like this.
Yeah, I haven't played one of the... the last time I played one of these games, I don't remember if it was a Battlefield game or if it was a Call of Duty game, but the last time I remember playing one of these was played at my friend's house before I came to Taiwan. So that would have been like 15 years ago. So I don't know. Or maybe it was a Medal of Honor. I don't know. One of those games.
Oh, Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Long time no play. Oh, and very quick one because I have it under my eyes. On Steam, you have Gotham Knights, which went out last month, I think, and it's already minus 40% on Steam. So $48 rather than $8 again. Gotham Knights, if you like DC, if you like, I won't say if you like Batman, because unfortunately in this game he's dead and you're playing all his sidekicks, all his previous Robins. And apparently, I have some very positive review on this one. Seems to be nice. I don't know if it's the same kind of gameplay as Knight, but it seems fun. So if you're into this one, jump on it.
Yeah, most of the news I've seen on this one were people complaining about being locked at 30 frames per second. But yeah, I haven't heard too much about gameplay. Yeah, I don't know. But here it says mostly positive. So yeah.
Yeah, you get, mostly positive. And again, release October 21st. So it has been... exactly 2 months, so I don't know how much patch you have on it in 2 months, but if the 30 FPS is really an issue, just buy it and wait 6 months to get it completely fixed, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe they'll patch it or not. I don't know why they locked it at 30 frames per second. That was a strange choice, especially on PC.
They're gonna fix it at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. Okay, so that's it for sales, although I do have some news things that we can talk about. So moving into the news, if I were to tell you, if I were to give you, make you guess. All right, so on the Twitch top 100 streamers, how many of those streamers do you think are female?
I'd love to say half. I know that's not the case. Game streamers, of course.
Just top Twitch streamers. Any kind of streamer on Twitch.
Okay, let's say, I don't know, say 30%, like a third of it.
Okay, so of the top, so they did a ranking, and of the top 100 streamers, only one is female.
Oh, damn it.
So only one. See? Yeah, in the world, there's only one, and it's, you've probably heard of her, Amaranth.
Yeah, of course, yeah, Amaranth.
Yeah, she's the only one. She was ranked 53. And yeah, she's the only woman on the top 100, which I thought was quite surprising.
So the only woman on the top 100 is a girl paddling in a kiddie pool. Okay.
Yeah, she was
so that's degrading.
Yeah, so she
and
was
if you
one
go
of
to
one.
France, yeah, if you go to France not too long ago, or maybe a couple of years ago, there was a WikiLeaks. And there was a good third of the top Twitcher at the time were girls, and some of them were very high up. Hey, you have to speak French and you'd have some super good streamers. So you're saying that Pokimane is not even the top 100? Ah, yeah, but she took a break.
She did take a break.
So maybe that's why.
Yeah, I don't know if she was in the top 100 previously or not.
She was big enough to get sponsored by Hype.
Yeah, no, there's still some big female streamers. Now, I don't know exactly what the ranking is. I don't know if it's ranked on time. Popularity is a very difficult thing to rank.
In WikiLeaks 2 years ago in France, they based it on income. How much income they made with Twitch within a year.
All right, so maybe it's based on income. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was based on time watched. I wasn't sure if it was based on average number of viewers per stream. I wasn't sure if it was based on income. I don't remember. Actually, I think I still have the article up. Let me see if I can find it.
So basically, the point is, ladies, if you want to go into the top 100, contact us and we'll definitely have an interview with you and make you super popular.
Oh, yeah, because we're so popular.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's see.
And not the other way around, of course.
Now, this is only for October. So, yeah, so like you said, with Pokimane, she's not as active as she once was. Okay, maybe it's based on followers because it says she reached 6 million followers. So maybe it's based on the number of followers.
That's quite a lot. Huh?
Yeah, she was number 3. The next 8 women behind her on the list all made it into the top 200. She had more than... double the next. Okay, so it's based on viewers, and the next highest female viewer had less than half of what.
Oh, Marketing, ladies, you have to market yourself. Not like
not the way she did. No, she was on top of the hot tub meta. She was one of those. She was one of the ones that did the whole like ear licking thing, I think.
Yeah.
And then now there's been some controversy around her because of the whole marriage thing. Have you heard about that news?
No. What is that?
So apparently on stream, she received a phone call and there was a male voice on the phone who was very abusive to her, making threats towards her dogs and that sort of thing. And then she revealed on stream that she is married. She had not previously disclosed that. She had not previously mentioned it, I should probably say. Disclose probably isn't the best word for it. But she had not mentioned it. So she mentioned she is, in fact, married. And there were obviously problems. She said her husband was in control of all of her finances. And basically, she was being controlled by him. And it was being very manipulated. He was very manipulative and whatnot. And she said she was going to take a break from the stream for a while. And then she took a break from the stream and she came back and everyone said she seemed happier. And apparently the police had been called several times and she's talked to them. So I don't really know what's going on with it. I haven't been following it too closely, but it was big news and it was all over the place. So I couldn't really avoid it.
You know what? That was a very mature decision, because when you're a streamer with how much? 6 million subscribers or viewers, you can just say, okay, so the guy who's pissing me off, his address is this and his phone number is this. Go, boys.
If it's her husband, his address is her address.
Yeah, of course. But still, again, if she wants to destroy the guy's life, you know, she just disclosed a couple of information and that's it.
But doxing is illegal.
Of course it's illegal. But if she said, yeah, so I leave this place. If you want to come for a cup of tea, all 6 million of you with baseball bats.
I don't know if that would be the wisest decision, but maybe.
No, between this and being controlled in your life, you can do some stupid stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that.
This was very mature of her.
But apparently she still managed to make the top 100. Good on her.
Yeah, well done. Yeah.
Yep. But so it turns out that even the glass ceiling exists even in Twitch. So that is very unfortunate. Yeah, I would have expected it to be much, much higher than one. I was very surprised by it.
Yeah, no, I told you I was expecting a surge. That means there's a big market for ladies in gaming and in Twitch. Go. Maybe they're just all on TikTok and YouTube.
Maybe check TikTok and see if it's different there.
So on Instagram.
And then next up, Call of Duty. So apparently Microsoft has come out and offered PlayStation a 10-year deal, or at least Phil Spencer earlier this month said that Microsoft had extended the deal Sony for 10 years and Sony turned it down. Yeah, so originally they said that they were going to go beyond the current deal, and Jim Ryan said the current deal is only like 3 years or something like that. And now Microsoft saying we were going to extend it for 10 years. But some of the wording that Phil Spencer has been using has been making it sound as though they intend to keep PlayStation on indefinitely now. Who knows? Yeah. So they do have a deal where Sony had made a deal with, Activision Blizzard, that Call of Duty cannot go on Game Pass. So there is a deal currently where Xbox cannot add it to Game Pass, at least not day one, for a while, but then after that it probably will be a day one Game Pass. But it looks like it might stick around on PlayStation for a while, but
yeah,
who knows?
But that might be a moot point, since Activision, Blizzard and Microsoft is not a done deal. It has been, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that the deal has been challenged by the EU and the UK court, saying that it's very close to monopoly, these guys. So we're going to do a full inquiry on it and give our opinion on it, or judgment, more like opinion, on March or April 2023. Until then, no Blizzard Activision for Microsoft. Its deal is not set in stone. And that would be surprising. Remember that Sony couldn't buy Bungie, I think, or something like this, on a much smaller scale. So
I thought they did buy Bungie.
Or maybe they bought Bungie. Which one is it? I think Sony was unable to buy something.
Maybe they were unable to buy Bungie, but I was pretty sure they did buy it.
My memory is crap. Anyway, Microsoft Activision would be a titan on the industry, and Microsoft doesn't need that, clearly. So we'll see what it says.
Yeah. And speaking of Blizzard, NetEase and Blizzard recently announced that they will be separating. So Blizzard products will not be available in China unless they can come to a new deal. So apparently what happened was they had their old deal. Obviously, in China, the laws say that you need to have a local company that's tied to you to distribute your product. You can't just sell things in China. You need to be connected with a local distributor. And so Blizzard was using NetEase, and their contract will end on January 23rd, 2023. And apparently what happened was they could not come to an agreement on a new contract. So if they don't come up with one soon, the old contract will end. And yeah, Blizzard games will not be available in China. Now, this is not going to impact, Diablo Immortal? Diablo Immortal apparently is on a separate deal. And so because of that, Diablo Immortal will be still available in China. However, older games, and especially the live service games such as Hearthstone or World of Warcraft, are not going to be available. However, up until January 23rd, Blizzard is going to continue to release their intended updates and DLCs and whatnot. Yeah, if you're playing Hearthstone or World of Warcraft, oh, hey, new DLC coming out. You can go ahead and buy it and then play it for a few months and then it might be gone. Yeah,
Do you think it's part of the latest crackdown on video games from the Chinese government?
I'm not quite sure. So basically what happened was, yeah, they said, I have the article here. And
I know that Tencent is looking to relocate, and Canada would be very happy to be the new headquarter for Tencent.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But then Tencent would know, would it be considered a Chinese company still, or would it be considered a Canadian company?
I guess this would still have the Asian headquarters in China. It's just that maybe they would move some of their business overseas because less constrained.
Yeah, let's see. So Blizzard said that they were unable to reach a deal that was consistent with Blizzard's operating principles and commitments to players and employees. Whatever that means. And then NetEase came out later and they said, oh, it's unfortunate when you can't get a deal to work because of some jerk. And they didn't specifically name who that jerk was. But apparently there was somebody at Blizzard who they claim was being difficult, and that's why the deal couldn't go through. So some people are speculating it is due to laws in China. For instance, probably not so much the limitations on how much you can game and the days and stuff that you can do it, but more on censorship things or stuff like that. For instance, World of Warcraft, obviously one of your entire races is the undead, but in China you cannot have any kind of depiction of undead things. So they had to edit out all the bones and they had to edit out all the blood for the game. So it is quite a bit of work to create a Chinese version of the game if you want to keep those things in. Otherwise, you just cater entirely to the Chinese market, which I think Cyberpunk did. I've noticed that in Cyberpunk, like if you dismember somebody, like it's just white goo comes out of their limbs and whatnot instead of blood. And I know specifically in China, you can't have blood. So whenever blood is in a TV show or a cartoon or whatever, and they have to edit it for the Chinese market, they make it white instead of red. So you're not, yeah. So I'm wondering if maybe Cyberpunk just said, you know what, we're just going to make it white and that way we can release it in China and we don't have to worry about it. We'll just explain it as it's the androids in Alien. They use this weird milky stuff instead of blood.
Yeah, well, they can just say it's machine oil because...
Yeah, exactly. So, maybe that was the argument. Maybe that was something they wanted to do the entire time. Maybe they didn't want it. Maybe they didn't want blood. I don't know. Because they still have like blood on the ground and stuff. They just don't have it if you sever a limb. So I'm not quite sure what's going on.
I'm sure you can mud it anyway.
Right? Yeah. But yeah, and they definitely have blood on the bodies in some of these Ripper Dock places. They definitely have blood in the game. So yeah, I'm not sure what that decision. But yeah, so it looks like things might not be looking good. So yeah, it could be censorship things, especially that Blizzard statement where they say, where would I go? And yeah, where it says, consistent with Blizzard's operating principles and commitments to players and employees. It sounds like maybe part of it on Blizzard's side is like, for instance, the Blitzchung thing that happened few years ago where the guy said freedom for Hong Kong and got banned and stuff like that, and they got a lot of backlash. It seems that maybe Blizzard's looking at, okay, China's a huge market. It's the biggest market. It's 1.6 billion people. Obviously, not all of them are gamers, but the world is 7. Something billion people. If we're only... Yeah, so do we cater for 1/6 of the market? That's a big share, but it's not as big as the rest of the world. So maybe they are thinking that maybe they need to change their image a bit. So that might be part of the decision as well. I don't know. Or it could have been that maybe... Yeah, maybe there were law changes in China that impact the amount of information you need to give a company. Maybe they were required to hand over a certain amount of information or assets to NetEase to be able to operate. And they were like, no, that's just too much. We can't. Yeah. So it's not quite clear at this time. I'm sure it'll come to light eventually. But as for now, all we know is that it looks like they will not be operating in China on the near future.
I don't live there, so that's fine.
And it's worth noting that here in Taiwan, we will remain unaffected.
While being part of China.
Yeah, so yeah, Taiwan and I think Hong Kong too are not going to be affected by this because we are not considered part of the China region. We are considered the Asia region. We are in the same region as Japan and Korea and Singapore and or Pacifica. Sometimes we're even in with Australia. But we are not considered part of the China region, and NetEase does not distribute Blizzard games to Taiwan, so we are going to be perfectly fine over here. So
cool,
take that as you will. All right, so that ends all the news. Do you have any last comments or
no? Just as usual, please share our poorly distributed podcast as much as you can, and our YouTube channel as well. And of course, watch Adam, who is basically the last streamer of the team at this time. Share the love. And help us get recognized a bit more, because at this time it's a bit tough, I would say. But yeah, again, share, subscribe, and live your life.
Yeah, so if you do want to pick up my stream, I am currently streaming, let's see, so it's 10 a.m. Taiwan time, so that would be 11 p.m. U.S. Eastern, so I guess if you guys want to do the math there. So 11 p.m. U.S. Eastern, I will on U.S. Eastern Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night. So those are the three times I'm streaming. And I am also trying to stream on our Saturday evenings. Korean and I used to stream No Man's Sky, but Korean's been moving, so he hasn't been able to make it. I've been trying to maintain that time slot, though. So I've been doing that, and that would be, I believe, 9 p.m. Taiwan time, which would be 10 a.m. Saturday morning. So I don't know if anybody wants to wake up early to watch our stream. But if you're up for whatever reason, feel free to tune in. And chat's always open. And with Frozen Flame, if you guys want to hop on the bandwagon, it is multiplayer. Feel free to join in the stream and hand me your deets in the comments. And we can find a way, or I can put my deets up there and we can connect and play together. So, yeah.
All right, Wen.
All right.
Have a good week.
See you guys later. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That's all we have time for, folks. Please don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, and share on social media. We are trying to build the best possible community out there. We want to create a home for people just like you. You can find Middle Age Gaming on YouTube, Twitter, Discord, Gmail, and Instagram. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in to Adam and Phil's stream to have a chat with them. See you later.